Do you love Yankee baseball? If so, this is the show for you. Welcome to Pinstripe Talk with your host, Nick Delahanty. Welcome to a special edition of the Pinstripe Talk podcast. I'm your host, Nick Delahanty. Got a lot to cover tonight. Major League Baseball announced the starters for the upcoming All-Star Game in Cleveland. The Yankees will be represented in that starting lineup. We'll talk about the guys that were selected to the team. We'll also take a look at the guys that fell just short of election. Also, we'll discuss the procedures that baseball put into play in terms of how the fans get to vote for the ultimate starters for this contest. And we'll take a look at some of the guys that, although they weren't selected tonight, might ultimately end up on the team anyway. As always, find us on Twitter at PinstripeTalkND. Interact with us on there. Your tweets could be featured on our show. You could also find my personal account at Nick_Delahanty. Find us on Facebook by searching Pinstripe Talk Podcast. As always, there are many sites that you can listen to our show. Apple Podcast is the major site. Make sure you stream us on there. Subscribe to the show, rate and review, leave comments. Any bit of feedback is appreciated. Google Play Music, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, Simplecast, CastBox, Pocket Cast, Breaker, Stitcher, and recently added iHeartRadio. That's a big announcement for the show. A lot of ways for you to listen in. We hope that you take advantage of all the different opportunities to listen in. Share it with your friends. Interact with us as we talk about everything that's going on with the New York Yankees. And of course, as we all know, this is a busy time for baseball. Summer's kicking in. The rumors are swelling in terms of the All-Star game and the fan voting and also the trade deadline. So it's going to be a busy month, and we hope that you guys continue to interact with us as that month approaches and as we get closer to playoff time. So let's jump right into the All-Star game balloting. And before we start talking about specific players for the New York Yankees, let's take a look at baseball's new system that they implemented. The way that baseball did it this year was different than years past. The first round of voting, which was kind of like a preliminary voting, gave the fans the opportunity to vote for their favorite players at each position. Based off those votes, baseball took the top three at each position and the top six in terms of outfielders and set it up to a kind of final round of voting and allowed the fans, I believe it was a little over or close to 24 hours to actually vote for the starters at each position. So the fans got to vote for the starters like normal, but it was a little bit of a different situation and a different feel. And I am not a fan of it, personally. I think that the fans' vote does matter, and this is a game that the fans get to dictate what they want to see on the field. However, I think that ultimately, we need to make sure that the best players are playing in that game. And there were a couple of guys that you can really make the case for that really didn't deserve to be on that final ballot. You look at a guy like Jose Altuve. As great as he is, he really hasn't had a great 2019. Aaron Judge, and we'll talk about him later. As much as we love Aaron Judge, a guy who's only played in 25 games, does he really deserve a spot on the All-Star team? These are the things that Major League Baseball really needs to figure out. And yeah, the process is different. It tries to get the fans engaged, and I totally get that. I just think that overall, we need to make sure that the best nine guys are starting on each side of the ball, because that's what the All-Star game is about. It's not about your past resume or what you've done. It's about what you did this past season. So I honestly think that the whole system is a little bit flawed. I totally miss the days where you used to have to go to the stadium and you got your personal paper ballot and you had to poke the holes in them. I was talking to my dad about this earlier. Those were the fun days with that. In total, I just think that the system could use a little tweaking. But again, baseball is going to stick to it because this is a game that the fans get to choose what they want to see. And if you have a big fan base, like the Yankees or one of these other teams, you're very likely going to be well represented in the game. Yankees do get two starters in the ballgame. And that's fantastic, in my opinion. They went in with six guys who were on the cusp or in the final ballot to have that opportunity to move on. Two Yankees do move on. I think that they're well-deserving, and there's really no argument to make against either one. The first one, Gary Sanchez. Second All-Star game appearance. Remember, he made his first appearance back in 2017. 26-year-old really has stepped up and really bounced back. We talked about it on our last show. The guy has been absolutely phenomenal this year, both offensively and defensively. He's been getting a lot better. Yeah, there's still a little worries about the defense, but in the same token, he's a guy that a lot of teams are becoming weary of running against because of just how good his arm is. Credit to him hitting .266 on the year, 23 home runs, 52 RBIs. Eight of his 23 home runs have come in the seventh inning or later. So that just goes to show you how important he has been and how clutch he has been this season. So bravo for Sanchez. There's no argument that against the fact that he's the best catcher in baseball. There's nobody even close to his caliber of talent. And when he's playing the way he is, like he is now, he is a very, very lethal ball player and arguably one of the best players that this game has to offer. So Sanchez, very well deserving. I'm glad Yankee Nation stepped up and the fans realized that this guy belongs in the All-Star game and deserves to start behind the plate for the American League. The second Yankee to receive nomination to start the All-Star game is none other than DJ LeMahieu at second base. He'll make his third All-Star game appearance, first in the American League. And as much as I love Tommy La Stella, a fellow St. Joe's guy, a guy that has been doing great things in L.A., LeMahieu deserves to start this game. I hope Major League Baseball does put La Stella in this game just for the fact that he has really turned the corner this year and he has been phenomenal for L.A. I really just hope that he'll get that nod. But you can't make the argument against LeMahieu. You could make that case that he could be the Yankees MVP. He could be the American League MVP the way he's playing. .336 batting average was leading the American League as of the other day. 12 home runs. I discussed it on our last show. His career high is 15 home runs. So he is on pace to not only beat that, but to shatter that. So it's been a fantastic year for LeMahieu. It seems like every time he comes up with runners in scoring position, he thrives. He has just been an everyday asset for this team, playing first base, second base, third base, doing whatever Aaron Boone and this club need him to do in order to be successful. So you have to be really happy for LeMahieu because I don't know if there's a more deserving player that I've seen on the ballot just for the way that LeMahieu has been for the Yankees this year. Just such a tremendous talent, and the Yankees really got a steal on him. He is the best free agent signing of the last offseason. He truly is. Take, you know, look at Machado, look at Harper, look at Corbin, the three guys that everybody talked about. But yet, LeMahieu is the one that's putting up the best numbers. So credit to the Yankees on finding this guy, finding out that he'd be a great fit in their system, in their organization. And congratulations to DJ on starting the All-Star game because, quite frankly, it's simple. It's well-deserved. And he will represent the Yankees well in Cleveland in a couple of weeks. Unfortunately, not everybody can start the All-Star game, and not everybody is going to be voted in as a starter by the fans. So the Yankees do have four guys that really did have deserving cases, but ultimately came up short. And the first one is Luke Voit, came in second in the voting, received 25.8% of the vote, finished behind Carlos Santana, who received almost 50% of the vote. And you look at Voit's numbers, and you hope that he will ultimately make the All-Star team. He's having a great year, hitting .270, 17 home runs, 49 RBIs, and again, we talk about him a lot too. The Yankees got a steal in terms of Luke Voit. They found something they liked when they made the trade with the St. Louis Cardinals, and it really has paid off. You can say all you want about Voit. I don't think anybody thought that he was going to be as good as he has been so far. And a lot of people thought after last year, the second half of the year, he'd be a one-hit wonder. But again and again and again, this guy continues to prove that he's here to stay. He really took that first base job by the horns, and he really grabbed it. He said, you know what, this is my job. I want to be here long-term. And I think that he is the long-term solution for the Yankees, and he fits really nicely in this clubhouse and also in the Yankees lineup. Do I think Voit makes the All-Star team? Absolutely. I think that he'll squeeze in somehow, some way. But it's just a shame because, you know, you were hoping to see a guy like him pull through and get that All-Star start because he's well-deserving as well. Carlos Santana, nothing against him. he's deserving as well, and all these guys on the ballot are. But as the homegrown guy here, being a Yankee fan, you know, you just hope that Voit would have got that nod. So it didn't work out for him, but I do expect him to be in Cleveland in a couple of weeks. Also, on that note, I would love to see Luke Voit in the Home Run Derby. I don't know about you, but that would be something I'd really, really be happy to see. I think that Voit could really put on a show for the fans in Cleveland. The way that this guy hits the ball on a regular basis, I'm sure that he could put some really long fly balls out in Cleveland and really excite the fans that get to attend the Home Run Derby. This next guy, I'm not so surprised that he didn't make the All-Star team, but you have to really give him credit for what he's done for the Yankees, and that's Gio Urshela. Came in third in the third base voting. Alex Bregman ended up winning the position to start the game. Bregman, of course, crushed the competition, but when you're looking at it from the Yankees' perspective, Gio Urshela has been one of the more valuable players on this team's roster, and this is a guy that nobody expected to really make an impact with this club early on in the year. You know, when you looked at the Yankees lineup at the beginning of the year, you had Miguel Andujar penciled in as your everyday third baseman coming off his tremendous rookie year. Andujar goes down, Urshela steps up, and he's been nothing short of great for the Yankees. 64 games, .303 batting average, phenomenal defensively. He's been everything the Yankees have needed and more. And just being on this ballot should be an honor for Urshela, because look at how far this guy has come in just this half of season. You know, he has made a name for himself. He has proven that he's a big league player, and the Yankees have been lucky to have him because he's really been an asset. He's really been important to their success. The Yankees aren't where they are without guys like him, without guys like LeMahieu, without guys like Gleyber Torres. They needed those guys to step up, and they have answered the call. And there's a lot of guys you could point out on this Yankee roster that have stepped up throughout the year. But where would they be without Urshela, especially given all the injuries they've dealt with? So I'm happy for him that he was on the ballot. I didn't expect him to win because of the fan vote. You know, Bregman's a great ball player, well-liked around the game. But just being there should be an honor for Gio Urshela. And I think that a lot of fans now, especially fans around the game, are starting to appreciate what he's been doing for the Yankees, because it is eye-opening and it really has been impressive. This next guy that I'm going to talk about, I'm a little upset he didn't get the All-Star nod to start the game at shortstop, and that's Gleyber Torres. For a 22-year-old, what he is doing is unbelievable. And I'm not taking anything away from Jorge Polanco, who really kind of ran away with the vote getting in the American League for shortstops. But Gleyber Torres has been unbelievable for the Yankees this season. First of all, with Didi Gregorius down due to injury, Torres had to slide over to shortstop, back to his natural position to play, due to the fact that Troy Tulowitzki couldn't stay healthy and the Yankees needed him there. And Gleyber has been phenomenal. .291 batting average, 19 home runs, 47 RBIs. You could probably take half his home runs in there against the Orioles. However, the kid continues to prove that he is blooming into a superstar in this league. And do I think he'll be in Cleveland representing the Yankees? Absolutely. He's well deserving of the honor. It's a little unfortunate he's not starting the game. I was hoping that he would get that nod. I was hoping that was the one guy that I really wanted to see play in this game and start this game, because what he's doing has been phenomenal. And he's been in an everyday role for this Yankee team with all the injuries we talked about, the starting pitching struggles. But yet, Gleyber continues to be that consistent piece for this team. And at 22 years old, the future is very bright for this kid. You have to look back at that Aroldis Chapman trade, and that might be one of the greatest trades that Brian Cashman will ever make as the Yankees general manager. The way that he's setting himself up right now, Gleyber is not just a star now, but he has the opportunity to be a star in this game for the next 15 to 16 years. This is a guy that you're going to see in multiple All-Star games. Appeared in one last year. You know, he's a guy that he could be a steady, like a Mike Trout type of every year. You're going to see that name on the ballot. That guy's going to get the nod into the game. That's how good Gleyber Torres can be. I'm excited to see what he has in store in the future. I'm excited to see if baseball gets it right and gets this guy in the game, because, quite frankly, he's well-deserving and should be in Cleveland to represent the New York Yankees, because without him and without guys like LeMahieu, the Yankees are definitely not where they are today. And credit Torres, you know, the New York spotlight never scared him away. The New York spotlight never made him weary. He embraced it. He challenged it. He wants it. He wants to be great. And he's in a position with the Yankees where he could become an ultimate great if he continues to work hard and put in the effort that he's been putting in on a daily basis. And I'm sure a lot of Yankee fans are not going to be happy with my opinion on this last guy, but I personally did not think that Aaron Judge should be voted in as a starter. Here's why. I love Aaron Judge. I think he's a fantastic baseball player. If healthy, Judge is a starter. However, I don't personally think that a guy who's only been able to play in 25 games is deserving when there's other guys on the ballot that have been able to play. You know what? Injuries stink. That's the worst part of the game is when guys go down due to injury. And Judge is going to see his fair share of All-Star games. Already has two under his belt. But, you know, we lose sight of it because you see the name Aaron Judge. And a lot of guys do get that popularity vote. And that's why a guy like Judge is still in there. He's well-loved around the game. However, this year, I think that Judge should take the All-Star game off and relax a little bit. Because with only 20-something games under his belt, other guys are well-deserving. Do I love Judge? Absolutely. I'll say it a million times again. This year, I didn't think he was All-Star game deserving due to the fact that he missed most of the season so far. I hope he tears it up in the second half. I hope that the injuries are behind him. It looks so far so good. The Yankees need him to be successful. And who knows? Maybe he will get added to the roster as a sub in this game. You never know. But for starting purposes, the guys that they picked, personally, I agreed with. I think that those guys are well-deserving of the honors. Judge falls short in the balloting. But, again, it happens. Injuries happen. It's part of the game. However, don't worry, Yankee fans, because you're going to see Aaron Judge in a lot more All-Star games in the future. You just got to wait it out. And hopefully he stays healthy in the future, because this guy's got a lot of potential and a lot of talent, and he could become an all-time great as well if he continues on this trend. That's going to wrap it up for our special edition of the Pinstripe Talk podcast. Again, find us on Twitter at Pinstripe Talk ND. Hit up my personal account at Nick_Delahanty. Find us on Facebook at Pinstripe Talk Podcast. You can find us on multiple sites. Apple Podcasts is the top priority one. Like, subscribe, review, leave us feedback on Apple. We appreciate all the feedback that we do get. Find us on Google Play Music, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, Simplecast, CastBox, Pocket Cast, Breaker, Stitcher, and recently added iHeartRadio. We're excited about that. We're excited to add that into the mix for you guys. Make sure you take advantage of that moving forward. We appreciate all the people that do take time out of their busy schedules to listen to our show. You don't agree with our opinion on the All-Star balloting or the All-Star voting? Hit us up. Let us know. We'll feature your tweets on our next episode, which should be coming in the next couple of days. We're happy to be back on the airwaves. That's two shows this week. We have a lot more content coming your way. As always, I'm your host, Nick Delahanty. We appreciate everybody taking time out of their day to listen to the show. And this has been another episode of the Pinstripe Talk podcast. Again, I'm Nick Delahanty. We'll catch you next time. Thanks for tuning in.